Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Tes Vav, the last line on page 284. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes Vav, Misanenes shenosan b'chardo l'sanino. You have a strainer that you placed mustard in to strain the mustard. Mutter litein b'beitza. You're allowed to put in that strainer an egg. Even though the yolk, the yellow, goes down and joins together with the mustard, and the white of the egg stays on top. So that's what the Mechaber says. It needs a lot of explanation, but let's just review what the Mechaber says. That a strainer that you place mustard in, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that mustard was placed in before Shabbos. That mustard straining is not allowed on Shabbos. So mustard that was placed in a strainer before Shabbos, you are allowed to add on Shabbos the egg where the yellow is going to go through the strainer and join with the mustard, and that's what gives the mustard its color, and the white will stay on top. So that's mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon on Zayin, Shenosan Ba, you place the mustard through the strainer, Hainu Me'er of Shabbos, you did it before Shabbos. Because on Shabbos you are not allowed to strain mustard in a strainer. Because the waste of the chardel stays on top. And it appears like borer. Since you're not eating it. Even on Yontav, this borer is going to be usher. Just to explain, the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says it's milchsi kaborer, it clearly sounds like it's not real borer. And in the Shaar Tzion and Os Mem Hei, he references a Tosfos that explains that since the psolas in this case is really roi l'achila, so it's not real borer, it's only milchsi kaborer. And therefore the mustard can't be strained on Shabbos, it looks like borer. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says on the next page, Kuf Mem Gimel, that filu b'yomtev aser liver, even on yontev, this borer is going to be aser. We saw earlier that on yontev, borer is mutter, but that's only if you couldn't do it before yontev. But here, where you are able to do it before yontev, and they do it usually for long-term storage, that's why they do this borer of the mustard, so that even on yontev, it would not be allowed. Sivkata nunches, we said you're allowed to put the egg in on Shabbos, even though the yolk goes down to the bottom and the white stays on top. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Rotz lomar ve'eino omid la'achila." The white that remains on top is not standing for eating. Afal pikein lo choshev keborer ochel mitop psolas. Still, it's not considered that you're doing borer of the ochel from the psolas. The af hachelmon shehu misanein eino b'shvil achila rak kedei liyapos mara hachardel. Because after all, the yellow that's going through the strainer is not really going through for achilo purposes. It's only going for the appearance that it's going to give to the chardel. It's going to make the chardel yellow. So the Mishnah Berurah over here is explaining the reason why the straining of the egg is okay is because the white on top, although it's not omid l'achila, the bottom is also not really omid l'achila. It's really only there to be coloring. Now, a few ha'aras on this point of the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, there is a famous sheet of the Urim that says Ein Tzvia Ba'uchlam, that there is no dyeing, there's no isser of coloring when it comes to food, and they bring this as a raya that there's no color when it comes to food, because after all, you're coloring the mustard seed with the yolk of the egg on Shabbos. So clearly, there is no isser of tzvia when it comes to ochel. Some say it's not really a raya, because maybe only over here, when you're using an egg to do it, that's not the normal way of doing it, that's why it's not going to be usser, but maybe it's not a raya. That's discussion number one. Number two is that, what's the difference whether it's considered ochel, not considered ochel, it's only there for a color. L'maisa, you're taking out the yellow from the white, and you want the yellow. We learned earlier, even if you have two kalim, you can't separate a kli that you want from the kalim that you don't want. So who cares whether it's roi l'achil or not? L'maisa, there should be a problem with borer over here. You're separating out the yellow that you want to do the dyeing, and you're keeping the white that you don't want. So the Mefarshim say over here a similar idea that since it's only made for dyeing, that's not chashuv enough. When you want a kli for regular use, so that would be borer. That would be considered the ochel, the kli that you want to use, versus the kli that you don't want to use. But over here, they're both edible. You're just taking out the yellow because you want to use it for dyeing. Dyeing is not a chashuv amaisa, and therefore that would not be considered borer. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the fourth line. V'imu misanin kedei le'ochel hachelmum. But if you are doing the straining not because you want to dye the mustard seed, but rather because you want to eat the egg yolk, so then it's usser. the shnei mine acholim mikri, because then it's called shnei mine acholim, two types of food, v'shayach al zeh shem breira, and there will be the iser of borer on the egg. V'yesh mekilim azeh samar mekilim this shartzion says in memzayim taimam de mikri minecha, they say no, that an egg is called one min, and therefore there is no iser borer separating the white from the yolk. V'nochon lahachmir, it is proper to be machmir. If you look at note 58, he points out, what about a hard-boiled egg? Obviously, we're talking about over here a raw egg. What about a hard-boiled egg? Is there an isra boder separating the white from the yellow? So he brings over here from Rabbi Yashiv, shenechshavim hein lamin echad. The white and the yellow is considered one min. V'ein hafrada b'neim nechsheves kibrira, and that's not called boder when you are separating them. Back to the Mishabura, line number 6 on page Kufmem Gimel. Since we said that there is a reason to be machmir, not to separate out for eating the yellow from the white, the alk in the raw egg, alkein yesh lizar meliver hachelmon min hachelmon aydei ezekli. Therefore, one should be careful from separating out the chelmon, which is the yolk, from the chelmon, which is the white, through any kind of vessel. Kidei litrof also, in order to mix it up, velishboch letoch hakave, to put it into your coffee. That was a milk replacement, kimoshin hagim b'mekom chalav. That was their coffee rich. They had egg whites. They would put the egg whites. Actually, it sounds like over here it was the egg yolks that they did it. Alkein yeshazar meliver hachelmo min hachelbo. It sounds like it was the yellow that they were doing, but they're mixing it up in order to make a liquid to pour it into their coffee in the place of the milk. Uba inyan she'ein bo mishum bevashel. Obviously, you have to make sure there would be no issue of bishul going on. Ayin la'el besov simen shin yud ches. So therefore, to do this separation with a kli to put in your coffee is going to be aser mishum chash borer. That will be aser because of the concern of borer. But you would be allowed to take the egg yolk with your hand. If you don't use the kli, that would be okay. That would be okay because that would be considered being borer the ochel mitoch apsolas, and it's for immediate use, and it's with your hand. You have all three criteria, it is mutter. We can also do to separate the yolk from the rest of the egg is pour it back between the halves of the shell to get them separated. Like we saw yesterday in Sekotan Nunhei, that's also considered Borer Biyado, since it's your hand that's pouring over from one kli to another kli, that's called Borer Biyad, so that'll be mutter. To summarize, the separating of the egg for the purposes discussed over here of dyeing the mustard seed, that is not considered Borer according to many. However, if you are separating it because you want to have the egg yolk to mix up and to make it more liquidy and to put it into your coffee, that would be a problem with Borer, so using a kli would be usser. Using your hand for immediate use, taking out the part that you want, would be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayda Sifta Zayin, Mayim sheyesh behem tolaim, water that has worms or bugs inside, mutter l'shtosan ayidei mapa b'shabbos. You are allowed to drink this water by means of a cloth on Shabbos, which means you're pouring it into your mouth through a cloth, so the cloth is keeping the bugs out of your mouth. You are allowed to drink the water with the tolaim ayidei mapa on Shabbos. Why? De lo shayach borer u'meshamer, elo b'misakin ha'inyan kodem ha'achila oshtia. It's only a problem of borer or mishamir if you're fixing up the food before you eat it or before you drink it. Aval in bishashtia ma'akiv es apsolosh lo yikonez atolpiv ein zem me'ein malacha umutter. But if you're, as you're drinking it, you're preventing the bugs from going into your mouth, that is considered regular derech achila, and that is going to be mutter. It's only aser als borer if you first make the separation of the water from the bugs, you filter it, and then you drink it. But if you're filtering it as you drink it, so that's the mechaber saying is going to be 100% mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Nuntes, Ayidei Mapa. The Chafetz Chaim is bothered. Okay, very nice that it's not boder, it's derech achila, it's as you're drinking it, it's going to be mutter. But what about the fact that you're pouring a liquid onto a cloth? You have a problem of melabin, of cleansing it. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Mishum melabin leka. There's no problem of melabin by pouring this water through the cloth, kaven the leka lichluch, since the cloth is not dirty, so there's no problem of cleansing it of melabin. Ukamosha kasav is simen shin base, if test, like we saw earlier. V'imkein, if that's so, l'dasa osrim sham asra de mappa. There is a shita that says there's an isra malabin even on a cloth that is clean. So they would hold over here that it would be an isra malabin. V'hainu dafka b'mayim, but this would specifically be if the case was that you're pouring water. But if you're pouring wine or any other drink that gets the cloth dirty, that's obviously going to be mutter. You can't say it's malabin by pouring a dirty liquid, a red liquid, onto a cloth. Because this cloth does not become white through the soaking in the wine. Ubel Yiraba Kosav Lohokel Apamayim, the Yiraba writes to be lenient even by water. Afilu Ladasa Ostrim Shum. Even the ones who normally say that soaking a clean garment in water is going to be an Isra Malabin, over here they say it's going to be mutter. And the reason is because it's only going on a little bit of the garment. It's just going through to get to your mouth. It's not getting the whole garment wet, and therefore they say it's not going to be usr. Ubin Mikomad Dechak Yesh Lohokel, in a pressing situation, one can be lenient. Kevan She'enu Miskavin Lekvisa, since anyway your intention is not to launder. Sifkatan Samach, the low Shaya Borer, we said it's not Shaya Borer unless you do the separation first, and then you do the Achila or Shti afterwards. But if it's Derech Achila, as the food or drink is going into your mouth, that's not called Borer. Says the Mishabura, V'hod De'enu Asr Mishum Shemi Yisrot. So besides Malabi that we just discussed in the last Sifkatan, what about Schita? Why aren't we worried you're going to come to squeeze out the cloth that gets the water on it? It's not a concern. Kevan De'enu Nishu B'mayim Rak Dovar Mu'at Mehabeged Kedei Hanochas Piv. After all, you're only getting a little bit of the cloth wet as it's going into your mouth, and we're not worried you're going to come to do a schita. So, eino choshesh l'sarto. A person's not so concerned to do a schita. How much water are you going to get out anyway? It's only on a small portion, and therefore we're not concerned about schita as well. Umikomokom yesh lizor shalo yishta derech beis yad mikutone shalo. However, you have to be careful that this thing that you're using to cover your mouth, it shouldn't be your sleeve that you're using to strain out the bugs from the water as the water is going in, because then your sleeve gets wet. And then we're talking worried that you might squeeze out your sleeve. It's not very comfortable wearing a wet sleeve. So if you're taking a stam cloth, so we're not worried. A little bit of water gets on it. We're not worried you're going to come to squeeze it out. But if it's on your shirt, then we're worried. It's not comfortable. We're worried you're going to squeeze it out. So therefore, one should be careful. So he said there's only a sabora if you fix up the drink first and then you drink it. The alkane, and therefore kishen nofel zvuv, like we discussed last night, if a fly falls in, o dover acher, or something else, b'machal u'mashkin, to your food or your drink, lo yosir ha-zvuv bein biyad bein mekli, do not take out the fly, not with your hand, not with the kli, da have a borer psoles mi'ochel, that's taking out the psoles from the ochel, you can't take out the bug. Elo yikach tzas gam me'hamachal o ha-mashke imo v'yizrog. Rather, you should take out with the bug some of the food or some of the drink, and that's how you should throw it out. Don't take out the fly on its own. Take out the fly with some of the coffee or some of the food, and then that would be mutter. So let's look at the shar at the Be'er Halacha over here. The Ramaskel Ela B'Misakin. He says, Ayin B'Mishabura, which we just did. He's going on this last Mishabura that we just saw about the fly. Kein Kaswa Taz Vel Yiraba V'Chein Kaswa Primogodim V'Shar Achronim. Most Achronim write that taking out a fly from your food or your drink alone is an Isra Boder. The kevan to have a psolas mitoch ochel, since it's taking out the psolas and the ochel, al kain af la alter usr, even if it's for immediate use to drink the drink, it's still going to be usr. However, I am the berhetev shehevi de maharitats mekel benofel otoch hamashke. This maharitats is lenient and says you can take the fly out of your drink. The ra'isi b'sefer meismeyer de hiskim gamkein lemaritats. The meismeyer is maskim that is mutter. Uketamu hamuva b'berhetev. The reason is brought that down in the berhetev. And note 66, he brings the reason over here. Shom hevi as tamu shel hamaritats. She'ein iser brira noeg ela b'mashe tzarech lefashvish v'livror. It's only an iser bor if you have to like dig in. You have to like find the bear that you're taking out. But something that's floating on top of a liquid, it's sitting on its own, it's floating, the fly is floating on top of the coffee. He holds, it's not called a mixture. It's not mixed with the drink. Therefore, the Beis Meir is masking to Maritas that it's mutter to take out a fly that is floating on top of your drink. But the Bir Halacha ends off and says, Mikom makom koshem ma'od lahakel bazeh. It's very difficult to be lenient in this area. Because basically all the achronim bring down this tazla halacha, ubeprat the milsa daraisa, and specifically it could be a daraisa, taking out, if it's really considered a mixture, taking the psalas of ochos, it is a daraisa. So although we do find a couple of achronim that are mekel, not a good idea. Let's end with one other note over here, and that is note number 60. It's a little bit of a review from the Chazon Ish that we saw yesterday, and it goes a little bit further. Hatam sha'asr lahotzi es azvuv l'bomashka. The reason why you can't take out the fly without some of the drink, says the Chazon Ish, she'ein ze mishum sha'azvuv nechshav k'mu'urav b'chal mashka. It's not because the fly floating on top is mixed with the whole drink. That's not the pshat. Ela mishum sha'al kopanem nechshav hu k'mu'urav b'mashka sha'al gufo v'shebein k'nofav. It's because the fly is considered mixed with the drink that's on the fly, that's on the wings, that's on its body. Therefore, you can take out the fly with some of the liquid. Like we said yesterday, take out the fly with some of the liquid. Whatever was attached to the fly before is still attached to the fly. You're not doing any borer. That's why the Chazon Ish said it's mutter. It's not a din in taking out some of the ochel with some of the psolas. You're taking out the whole place of mixture, the whole place where it's combined, you're taking out, so you haven't separated anything. Based on that, listen to this. It was a bad day, a lot of flies are falling into the drinks, a lot of flies floating on top. According to this, even if you take out every fly with a little bit of liquid, it's not going to help you. Why? It's one big mixture, it's all considered mixed, and it's not good. One fly, you could say, just mixed with that part of the liquid. But five flies, so it's all one big mixture. Taking out each one alone, you're still separating the flies from the mixture of the water that it's with. Not an eitzah. You're still fixing up the drink, and it's not going to be good. A new reason, not like the Chazon Ish. Shatam shemutter lahotzi es hazvuvim ksas hamashka. The reason why you can take out the fly with some of the liquid, a different svara. Mishum sheiser brira hu rak Hashem afridim es kol apsoles mikol ochel. Has to be a full separation. All the psoles from all the ochel. Aval amafrid mitaruvus shel ochel upsoles rak mixas me apsoles o mixas me ochel umishay betaruvus ochel upsoles ein over alisa brira. Taking out some of the fly with some liquid, so now it's not a full separation because some of the ochel went with the psoles, so it's not going to be a problem. Only a problem with a full separation. Taking the liquid with the fly is not a separation, and therefore he says it's mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Siv Yud Zayin and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.